Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the first 2017 edition of Totally Wrestling. I am your host with the most, your wrestling enthusiast host with the most, Matty B, Matt Boland. And we've got about a 45-minute show today, also airing live right now on 1650 AM, right in the Bridgeport-Stratford, Connecticut City line area. 1650 AM, my little station, I call it Radio Free Connecticut. So listen in if you're ever down here. Anyway... happy New Year from myself and everybody involved with the show, Totally Wrestling. This being the first day of 2017, January 1st, 2017, and I thought 2016 was a great year for wrestling. TNA not so much, but in the WWE, we saw some great debuts like AJ Styles and Bobby Roode. AJ Styles at last year's Royal Rumble. He was, of course, number two. The second entrant into the Royal Rumble. And also, we saw the emergence of NXT as a major, major brand in the WWE. And I've seen a couple NXT shows, and I'm telling you, they're pretty awesome. I've seen them up close and personal, and that is becoming the place, and that has become, in my opinion, the place to be if you're a rising star. And so, Happy New Year, again from Totally Wrestling, and 2016 is over, so let's see what 2017 has in store for us. And let me give you the phone number here to get on the air with me. It's 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. We'll be here for about the next 42 minutes or so talking wrestling. And, of course, if you do, when you do get on
name
the air...
Name a town, if you wish to opine, all right?
Just give me the name and town if you wish to opine, to quote Bill O'Reilly from Fox News there. And so let's go into the first couple of news stories and headlines. And I have a sound for this somewhere.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
Here's your headlines. Well, Kurt Angle has stopped taking independent dates for independent appearances. Could he be returning to WWE soon, maybe at the Royal Rumble? That would be awesome, in my opinion. But that's something to watch. According to certain sources I have around here, he's coming back, but when, I don't know. And I just wanted to remind you also that my Facebook page is 1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut, where you can find Totally Wrestling and every other show that I do, usually on my little internet and Part 15 community radio station, approved by the FCC, of course. Anyway, so that's the deal with Kurt Angle. I think he's going to come back at the Royal Rumble to the WWE because he's saying, according to some of my sources, that he is coming back. When, I don't know, but... that would be my prediction. He'll come back at the Royal Rumble. And some news about the Big Show. He was a victim of an online hoax on December 10th that claimed he had died in a car accident. But no, that didn't happen. Big Show was very much alive, so the reports of his demise are greatly exaggerated. To quote, I think that was Mark Twain.
Have you been eating loco weed?
So Big Show is not dead. No. he actually tweeted that day he was in the gym working out, and there was a picture of him. on Twitter. And not paying much attention to TNA lately because I think their product and their storylines have definitely gone down in the past even few months. Now they're continuing this Broken Hardys storyline. The Broken Hardys wrestling at the Dome of Deletion. It's just stupid to me.
Dummy, yeah.
It's a stupid storyline to me. They're really letting themselves, they're really going pretty far out with this Broken Hardys thing. And not the best way to showcase the Hardys, I'd say. And the storyline is just stupid, in my opinion. But that might be what they have to do right now because they can't, maybe they can't afford to tape shows in Orlando right now. But anyway, that's a brief mention of TNA, what's going on there. Come on,
better get a bucket, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I'm not liking that so far, right now. Guest call in line is 646-668-8944. I'd love to hear from you. 646-668-8944 for the next 37 minutes or so. Here's a story from Raw the other night. Well, apparently the other night on Raw, women's wrestler Bayley had a little tribute to Dusty Rhodes. She gave Goldust a little stuffed animal kind of bear, like, with polka dots on it, the whole Dusty Rhodes thing. And then Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson come by and grab the bear and rip the head off it. And little reaction on that from superstar Billy Graham. He was tweeting on this and on Facebook the other day. He said it was very disrespectful in his opinion, and he was totally nauseated. And so here's your question of the day on that. Superstar Billy Graham on that with that reaction, is he correct to say that's pretty disrespectful? My personal reaction to this is, well, yeah, they're trying to get ratings, but they're disrespecting the legends again. WWE is. And they say they honor the memory of legends like Dusty Rhodes, Eddie Guerrero, Ultimate Warrior, among others. But then they call this BS. That totally disrespect them. And that totally disrespects them. And I don't know why they do that.
Look out, this bullshit.
I say the only reason they do that is to get higher ratings because Raw lagged a little bit behind SmackDown this week, surprisingly. But I'd love to hear your reaction at 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. Let's see if any of my buddies are on right now. Maybe Sam, my friend Sam, maybe. Maybe he can call in or something. Got Ryan here from Hartford on my Facebook feed and a couple other people. Anyway, let's keep talking. Let's continue the show here. Next up, here's your updated card so far, anyway. Just a couple matches on the card right now. But for the Royal Rumble, which will air, I think, on the, is that a Sunday, the 15th? Yeah, so it's January 15th on pay-per-view in the WWE Network. And it comes to you from, it'll be coming from San Antonio, Texas. I think the AT&T Arena or Stadium or whatever they call it down there. But San Antonio, Texas, the home of the Royal Rumble this year. And here's your card right now. Three matches on the card at the moment. Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns for Kevin Owens' WWE Universal Championship. And here's something for you. Kind of a weird stipulation, but Chris Jericho is going to be suspended above the ring in a shark cage. Whoa. What's up with that one? I have a little bit of a worry there about well, we remember what happened to Owen Hart. And so I have a little bit of a worry about that, but if he's going to be in a cage, I don't think there is much of a chance of that happening. He'd just fallen from the cage. But it's something that you might want to take note of.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
And so that's the first match on the card right now. It'll be a main event match, of course, for Owens' WWE Universal Championship. And AJ Styles, his WWE World Championship, will be on the line versus the 15-time World Champion, John Cena. He's going for number 16 at the Rumble. And that would, of course, tie Ric Flair for most World Championships in pro wrestling history. I think the top right now are Ric Flair has 16 recognized championships. Cena has 15. And I think Kurt Angle either has 14 or 15. He might have 15. But AJ Styles putting his WWE World Championship on the line at the Royal Rumble. And then, of course, you have your 30-man Royal Rumble match, in which the winner of it receives a shot at either the Universal or the World Championship at WrestleMania 33 in Orlando. Going to be at the, I don't even know the name of the stadium, but the old Citrus Bowl, the old Florida Citrus Bowl down there in Orlando, Camping World Stadium or something, I don't know. Somebody's got to update me on that one, but we're going to see who's going to be in that 30-man Royal Rumble match. Two participants already announced. That's Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. So I wonder if they'll face off in that match as like the final four, two of the final four or something. That'll be something to see. You know, we went through the first couple of stories pretty quickly today. I find I still have about 30 minutes, so I may actually play some music and come right back because I need to fill some time. But as I was saying earlier, definitely call into the show if you want to talk to me, 646-668-8944, the guest calling number. That's 646-668-8944. And Bill O'Reilly here again.
Name a town if you wish to opine, all right?
I think we will go into a little music, wrestling-related music, but music, and come back in about 5 minutes. Here's the NXT theme for Shinsuke Nakamura, the big guy from Japan. Well, not a big guy, but he can definitely wrestle. He definitely has the goods. He has the skills. This is featuring Lee England Jr. on violin. This is The Rising Sun. We'll be right back. Thank you. Hey, we're back live here on Totally Wrestling with your host for the most, wrestling enthusiast and all-around great guy, I'm Maddie B., Matt Boland, and we are taking your calls today at 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. You just heard a little wrestling music there from Lee England Jr. on violin, and he's supposed to be really good on violin. He rocked that one. The Rising Sun, the NXT theme of Shinsuke Nakamura. And if you want to mention what your favorite theme songs are in WWE or in wrestling history, or if you just want to talk some wrestling with me, 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944. We're also live on 1650 AM in the Bridgeport, Stratford, Connecticut City Line area. So I hope you're hearing me out there and have good reception. Okay, what's our next feature here? I think we're going to go into a little This Date in Wrestling History. Play our sound for that. And the date was January 1st, 2007. It was an episode of the WWE Monday Night Raw from the American Airlines Arena in Miami. I have actually been down there for a WWE event. It wasn't that one, but it was like Viewer's Choice Night a few years ago where the Nexus debuted attacking John Cena. Anyway, the attendance on this night was 15,169 people jammed into the American Airlines Arena, Miami, Florida. In your main event, you had Chris Masters and Kenny Dykstra in a tag team affair, a tag team match, defeating the team of Carlito and Ric Flair. Interesting match there. And also, if you remember that night, yes, rapper Kevin Federline, rapper and at the time boyfriend of Britney Spears, was there at the event. And he actually had a no disqualification match against John Cena, and he beat Cena. He beat him clean. So rapper Kevin Federline defeated John Cena in a no DQ match. That was January 1st, 2007, Monday Night Raw, from the American Airlines Arena in Miami. But as an addendum to that segment, interesting word there, addendum, let me just add that there is a significant birthday today, two significant birthdays in pro wrestling. The Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. You might remember him as the big guy with the southern-looking guy with a bullhorn that used to accompany like Hulk Hogan stuff the matches sometimes. But the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, he's got a birthday today, born this day in Jackson, Mississippi, back in 1944. So happy birthday to a wrestling legend. Never stepped into the ring himself to wrestle, but he's definitely a legend as far as being a wrestling personality is, as far as that goes. And back in 1977, this day in 1977, January 1st, 1977, we have the birth of Bobby Roode, Robert Roode in TNA. If you remember when he first came up in TNA, his catchphrase was, "It pays to be rude." He was like a little bit of a JBL type of guy. John Bradshaw Layfield, and in which he was supposed to be this, I think the way I could describe it was this Southern guy who made it big in the stock market. That's what JBL always did. He was kind of the big investor. And he's like, "I can buy and sell you 10 times over," that kind of thing. Kind of like a Southern Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase Sr. But Bobby Roode, happy birthday to him. I hope it's glorious. As this, and I think I have his music here. Yeah, so I hope Bobby Roode has a glorious birthday. So I hope Bobby Roode has a glorious birthday. And also, like I said, birthday wishes going out to the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Have a rockin' birthday, Jimmy. And with that said, we've got about 18 minutes still and no real calls. So if you want to call up, 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. That number again, 646-668-8944. Thought I had some more music here to fill some time. I do. Some wrestling-related music. Of course, this is Hulk Hogan's original WWE theme, Real American. Rick Derringer on the vocals. Check it out, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, we're back here live on Totally Wrestling with your host of the most, Matt Boland. We are talking professional wrestling today, as usual. The guest phone number is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Won't play the sound. Still won't play the sound. Anyway, 646-668-8944. If you want to get on the air with me, I'll just be here for a few more minutes. Usually ends up not quite 45 minutes on these shows, but I can only do it for, like, when I schedule it, I have to do it for either 30 minutes or 45 minutes. 30 minutes is too short, 45 too long, apparently. But, so that's pretty crazy.
Have you been eating loco weed?
Anyway, it's time for the top 10 list. Your top 10 biggest upsets in WWE history. And it's read by WWE.com. And feel free to give me your top upsets at 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. Number 10 on the list, and I should have gotten some sounds for this, but let's run it down. Number 10 on the list, back in, I don't know, was it 2005 or something? WrestleMania 23 in, I believe that was either LA or Detroit, I'm not sure which. But Rey Mysterio defeated Randy Orton to win the World Heavyweight Championship, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 23. That was number 10. Number 9, Bo Dallas made his main roster debut on Raw by defeating the then Intercontinental Champion Wade Barrett on Raw a few years ago. When the Nexus was forming and everything. At number 8, we have Maria Kanellis beating Mickie James on Raw. Yeah, she stepped into the ring and took on Mickie James, a great women's champion, and beat her on Raw, so that was number 8. At number 7, and you know Ric Flair is probably a little bit upset at having to do this, but it was like, I think it was just, they were trying to put over, WWE was trying to get the younger talent more over, as they say, more noticed with the crowd and everything. But Rico, he had a gimmick as like, kind of like a, how do I say this and still keep it a family show? he had like a weird hairstylist gimmick, and he's no longer wrestling. He's actually a fireman somewhere, I think, or a police officer. But Rico beat Ric Flair on Raw. Here's a big one at number 6. And these guys had a little bit of a rivalry going on for a while. The Undertaker was defeated by, not sure if you remember this guy, but Maven, the winner of the very first Tough Enough, very first season of Tough Enough. Maven beat Undertaker for the Hardcore Championship, which was still being contested at the time. So, Maven beat Undertaker in shocking fashion for the Hardcore Championship, the only championship Maven ever held in WWE. He is retired now. He has been retired for a while. Never really was anything except for a brief time. And you may remember at that time he actually eliminated the Undertaker from the Royal Rumble. Almost did it 2 years in a row. But it was totally shocking. And at number five, this on Raw, a little post-WCW rivalry between the Hurricane, Helms, Shane Helms, and The Rock. With a little help from Stone Cold coming down to the ring and doing a distraction, like, Hurricane defeated The Rock with a rolled him up into a small package, 1-2-3 on Raw, and beat the Scorpion King, The Rock. He was in that Scorpion King movie and doing that gimmick at the time. Number four was a Attitude Era thing. If you remember who Gilbert was, Dwayne Gill, I guess at this time he was just going by his real name, Dwayne Gill, but later they'd give him a brief run as Gilbert, kind of making fun of the whole Goldberg thing in WCW. Anyway, he beat a young Christian for what was the light heavyweight championship in WWE. So it must have been around 98 or so. And here at number three, we have an original ECW match from the classic original ECW, not that watered-down crap that the WWE tried to push out.
Look out, this bullshit detector.
But anyway, and this one was pretty unlikely because if you know your ECW history, this guy was pretty much just a wrestler coming out of nowhere. His name was Mikey Whipwreck, and he beat Steve Austin. Yes, that's Steve Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin, before his Stone Cold gimmick, in the original ECW. So that was big in for his career. And here's the top two for you. At number two, I really think this should be number one, but Shawn Waltman, X-Pac and Six-Pac and Six and about a dozen other names, as the 1-2-3 Kid came into WWE on Raw and beat, guess who? Razor Ramon, Scott Hall. In his first match on Raw, his debut match in the WWE, Shawn Waltman as the 1-2-3 Kid, actually being called The Kid at that time, got the 1-2-3 over Razor Ramon, Scott Hall. And the number one biggest upset in WWE history, according to WWE.com, do I have a drum roll here or something? I guess I don't. But anyway, here's the biggest upset in WWE history as ranked by WWE.com. Number one, Barry Horowitz. I guess in the very end of the New Generation era, in the really early 90s, he was a mainstay on WWE television but could never win. Well, he beat one half of the Body Donnas, Skip, which, if you don't know, that was Chris Candido, who later made his name in ECW, the late Chris Candido. And on one of the first episodes of Raw, Barry Horowitz beat him and got maybe pretty much his only win in WWE. Just a little while after that, this Barry Horowitz guy, I don't think that's his real name, I'll have to look it up, but he was done, he was gone. Just a brief moment of glory, and then he was done. Yeah, thanks for coming, Barry Horowitz. Play this sound.
Take a walk.
Anyway, I guess we've got we're going to end the show a little bit early today, about 4 minutes early. Hey, thanks to everybody that listened. We'll be back again next week. And my My sound is here somewhere, so I'll play the outro. And thanks to everybody that listened to Total Wrestling today, January 1st, 2017. We'll be back next week.